This is the Elevate Podcast, where trial lawyers learn, share, and grow. Let's talk about how we can elevate our trial practices, law firms, and lives. And now, here are your hosts, coming to you from coast to coast, trial lawyers Ben Gideon and Rahul Ravipudi.
Hi, everybody. This is Ben Gideon. Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Elevate Podcast. We're really excited to have Dan Ambrose back on to talk about the community of trial lawyers that he's been building through Trial Lawyer University. I'm also really excited to announce a great opportunity for the right candidate. My law firm, Gideon Aysen, is looking for another trial lawyer to add to our team. You'd have to come to Maine and get accustomed to long Maine winters, but it's actually pretty nice here and we have a lot of fun. If you're interested in applying for the position, please send your resume and cover letter directly to me at bgideon, that's B-G-I-D-E-O-N, at gideonasenlaw.com. And we are an equal opportunity employer. So whoever's interested and an aspiring trial lawyer, we particularly like people with at least a few years of trial experience, please send me a resume and reach out. Looking forward to hearing from you and enjoy the show. So we're here at the end of the Trial Lawyers University Conference and been recording all week. Robert's been out here from Law Pods producing all of our shows, flew out here with the equipment. We thank you so much for doing that. It's been great recording live and we just really appreciate it.
No, fellas, I can't tell you what an absolute pleasure it's been to come here and do this for you. We've been working together for a while on your show. We've had some conversations over Zoom, but this is the first time to see you both in person, and it was every bit as good as I hoped it would be. So thanks so much for letting me be involved in your podcast, and this kind of lets me live my dream too. So thanks.
No, you were fantastic. And you know what? Everything is fully professional. You've been amazing to work with, and you do such a great job. So in addition to being a good person, so thank you.
Thanks so much.
And a recovering lawyer.
Yeah, I did my time.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Elevate Podcast. I'm Rahul Ravipudi.
I'm Ben Gideon.
I'm Dan Ambrose.
Love it. So this is day three of the PSBR Trial College, TLU. Dan, how do you feel about how things are going?
Well, the truth is I'm pretty ecstatic about how things are going because every time I do a conference, I try to learn from the conference before to see what worked and what could be done better and make the adjustments so that the next one could be the best one. People are like, how's it going? I'm like, it's the best conference ever. It's like, you say that all the time. I'm like, because it's true. Because we did things at this one that we didn't do at the Paris Trial College. And that's what makes it different and frankly, better.
So what's your philosophy on education and educating in an environment like this where we've got almost 400 people here?
Well, it's to try to give folks something, you know, things that they can use to be better tomorrow is part of it. And to make sure that there's people up on the stage that are actually invested in teaching instead of just showing off, to show people how amazing they are, which is great. I mean, I'm all for amazing. I didn't think they were really good trial lawyers, I wouldn't ask them to present. But teaching is different than trial lawyering. And you can be a great trial lawyer and a terrible teacher. And that's not really appropriate for this setting. And additionally to, you know, have these breakout workshops, which are like one instructor, like a great trial lawyer, and like eight students and maybe 8 to 10 students. Because that way people, first of all, they create community. They get connected with each other. And part of coming to these conferences is making new friends, making new networks, because the reality is we all need help. And if you know somebody and you have a conversation with them and you have their cell phone number, when you have a question about a particular kind of case that person may specialize in, like if I have a med mal case and I haven't done a lot of med mal, I could call Ben Gideon because I met him. I worked with him. He knows who I am. He'll take my phone calls and answer my questions instead of being like, because if you don't have that relationship, it's a lot, almost impossible to expect somebody that doesn't know you to invest their mental energy into helping you. And so that's part of it too. This is just the beginning of a process. This is just preliminary information I consider at a conference, whereas you got to like keep working it and apply it to your cases in order to, you know, have it sink in and stick and be useful.
Tell us about what's going on in the space outside of the lecture halls and the breakout rooms. How you've structured it so that people can have time to hang out, to meet each other. They've got ping pong tables lining the corridor here, which you know, we took advantage of when I almost beat you.
You almost beat me. He took me to overtime, big crowd around, and we went to overtime, but it was really close. But
I think two out of three I'm gonna take
you know
you
what?
Down, though.
The good news is that you're here for a few more days because you got the Inner Circle coming. I'm here till Tuesday. Ping pong tables will be here all day Sunday. There's going to be time for you to try to regain
to
your...
To unseat you?
Maybe. You know, it's about the desire to do so. Not whether you actually win or not, but that you try so hard, it's cute in its own way.
Yeah. Well, nobody likes losing, especially in this world. But yeah, tell us about how you think about structuring the conference and the space and the activities that go on around the learning.
Well, you know, we take a break every hour because, you know, I know a lot of presenters are hard to get to take a break because they get in a role, they get in a presentation trance, but especially if they have more than an hour. But it's so important to have, you know, white space for people to process what they learn, to talk to each other about what they just, you know, learned, but also just to relax and hang out. Because people, in order to create friendships, relationships, you need time and space together. And that's really important. And so we do that, and then we have breakfast and lunch sponsored every day, so that way people have a reason to come down, a reason to stay together. You know, we have an hour and a half for lunch. Instead, you know, we could do it faster, but why? Where are we in a hurry to? We're in this beautiful place in Marina Del Rey at the Ritz-Carlton. Where's the rush? There's no rush. We got all the time in the world, you know, why we're here. And then, you know, like the ping pong games and stuff, so that way people that don't know each other can play. And then, you know, if you compete against somebody, you have a different type of relationship with that person. And then another thing we did at this conference that we've never done before was ask all the attendees to write a personal bio, telling us who they are, you know, not what they do. We all know what each other does. We're all trial lawyers. If we weren't, we wouldn't be here. But, you know, who they are, where they're from, where they grew up, anything interesting about their family. What kind of jobs did they do prior to becoming a trial lawyer? Why did they become a lawyer? You know, what kinds of things did they need to do outside of becoming a lawyer? And you just, some of the stuff that people shared was like amazing. One individual shared about crossing the border from Mexico to America when she was 5 years old on the 4th of July and seeing the fireworks in the sky and looking up at them and her mom telling them that they were for her to welcome her to America. Reading that story, thinking about it. So you get this insight into people's lives that people who know them don't even know about them because it would never come a conversation. Like, how'd you get to this country, Ben? Nobody's ever gonna ask you that, you know? So why would you ever share it? So just, it was just really cool though, because people put themselves out there, it gives everybody a chance to connect with them and them to others. So those are things we're doing differently to try to create community.
Now that we're sort of in the middle or even the tail end of the conference, are there already things you're thinking about and how you can even improve upon the next conference?
Absolutely. Like for today, there wasn't any bacon or ham with breakfast.
It's a small thing. You meat with breakfast.
Well, it's so a small important thing, but it's like...
It's un-American not to have at least
exactly,
one breakfast meat.
Exactly. If you don't have one swine at breakfast, I mean, it is un-American. And that's a small detail, but it's attention to details. I mean, this guy, Brian Pandish, he preaches it.
Did people complain about that?
No, but that doesn't matter.
They want
matter.
Their money back.
Do you want to tell the story about Brian giving you a hard time on attention to details?
Sure. So yesterday, he's like, Ambrose, we need two podiums. I'm like, okay. He's like, you didn't tell me that. I said, you just told me that just now. He's like, well, you should have asked me yesterday. I'm like, you knew what presentation you're giving. You need something different than one podium. You got to let me know.
Why does he need two podiums? Just for himself or?
No, because him and Keith Mitner were up there and he had this idea, but we eventually got two podiums that he didn't really use them anymore. He just used it to hold his coffee. So he improvised around it. The things we do different are, you know, in the breakout groups, because we have people that spectate for the breakout groups, because, you know, if you're interested in the subject but you didn't get the chance to sign up, you know, it's limited to 8, so people get to participate. But just to make sure that the people who actually signed up, and we have the spectators separate from the participators, so that way the participants actually get up, present on their case, get the feedback, whatever it is they're doing. Because a lot of times, people that haven't taught breakout groups before, it's a new experience. And not many trial lawyers have taught in small groups. I mean, it's not the normal format. So, you know, try to refine those things. And for the, you know, the instructor too, tell us about your experience, Ben. You taught a breakout group yesterday. It was the first time you taught a small group in quite some time. Am I right?
It is. I loved it. I shared ideas with people in the group, and then each person got up and presented their case. I presented an opening in a case, and then they got up and presented the first 2 or 3 minutes of opening in their case. And then we roundtabled it. Everybody gave ideas, and I could see people were furiously writing down those ideas. Everybody was sharing it. One of the great things about teaching a small breakout group is, as the instructor, I learned as much as the participants. So I took a lot away from that myself. But then after the meeting, everybody came up one at a time and said, "This was fantastic. I learned so much. Thank you for doing it." It was very gratifying to do that. And we decided that even now we're going to continue to stay in touch. We've got everybody's email addresses, and we're going to do a post-mortem Zoom call. But everybody was just so hungry to keep talking and share experts and do all kinds of stuff. So I think I've made some friends for life, too. And I'm going to get a lot of value from that. I mean, these were great trial lawyers from all over the country. It wasn't just neophytes coming to learn the basics. It was people that had been doing this their whole careers, sharing real ideas from actual experience. So it was very different from a lot of these seminars where you go and there are people that come, but you really know they're never going to really do that, you know, what you're doing. And you're really there, like you said, to kind of brag about, well, how good you are, with the idea that maybe they'll refer you the case someday, right? It's like a referral network thing. But this is different. It's people that are actually doing the cases, trying the cases, and they're not going to be referring me the cases. They're doing their own cases. So I'm helping them do their cases, and hopefully they're helping me do mine too. So I really enjoyed it.
No, that's great. And Rahul taught a breakout group at the Paris Trial College. And who did? Tell us about that experience, Rahul.
I loved it. So I did one at TLU Vegas with Sonia Chopra, and then I did one
What was that one about at TLU Vegas?
That was case framing along with voir dire, but it wasn't a lot focused on the voir dire. It was more on framing the case and a lot of comparative fault type issues. And the cases that people had, these were, Ben, to your point, real trial lawyers with real cases, with real issues, and all of us brainstorming together. We were developing ideas collaboratively to help everybody frame their case in a better way. The structure, the sequencing of exactly when you're going to be sharing these facts. It was super, super helpful, I think, for everybody that was in our breakout session, and educational for me, kind of thinking about all of these issues. All of us get involved in our own cases and our own trials and get absorbed in that. But it is so much fun for me personally to just kind of get a fresh look on somebody else's case and then just provide some input. So that's what we were doing over there at TLU Vegas, and I thought it was fantastic.
So let me ask you this, Rahul, though. You had that experience.
Yeah.
And since you had it one time, what will you change? You know, what will you do differently if you, hopefully you and Sonia decide to teach a similar type of workshop again? So how will you guys do it differently this time, if at all?
Yeah, no, definitely. So one of the things I'd like to do is actually focus on taking the case and then working with each of the participants on their mini openings and then how they would start their voir dire in particular, kind of using our same method, really focusing on identifying jurors for cause challenges. But what would be helpful is actually having everybody do a whole lot more work in preparing for it, so that when we hit the ground for those 3 hours, we're going to hit the ground sprinting, not just kind of in a slow jog and then getting momentum by the end of it.
Right. And speaking of that, Ben, you had a couple meetups, Zoom meetups with your group prior to getting here. And so tell us, how do you think that affected the quality of the work that was done in your breakout?
I thought it was really helpful because one of the things we did in the Zoom meetings was everybody presented what case they were going to bring with them to talk about here in California. And so it gave me time to kind of reflect on each person's case and come there prepared to really talk about and add value to their cases. Sometimes if you're just given a set of facts on the fly, it can be hard to figure out what's the best way to approach that. So I actually spent quite a bit of time. I analyzed each person's case individually and had ideas already prepared about them before arriving here. 3 hours sounds like a long time, but actually that you had to come and interrupt us because we got into that zoned in, you know, not taking a break situation, which I'm glad you did, but the 3 hours flew by and we got it only to a fraction of what the work we were trying to get through. I actually think it would be nice if you have a multi-day conference, maybe that the group could meet several days in a row, because also having a little bit of time between the breakout groups gives you time to process and come back the next day. So if you were to meet 3 days in a row, by the end of that seminar, you'd really put together a whole case. Now, and some people might not want to do that, and I get that they want to go to different breakout sessions. So it'd be something to... There's some breakout sessions, I think only one meeting is probably sufficient. But like when you're putting together a Med-Mal case from beginning to end and figuring out how to try it, it would be nice to have a couple of days to do that.
That's an interesting concept I hadn't thought about. And that's why I'm so glad that, you know, we're doing this now, because I considered what the Paris Trial College and this PSBR, besides trying to create the greatest product right now in this moment, is to be able to use this as a vehicle to better prepare to do something on a larger scale. Because for like Vegas on the Med-Mal, we're going to have a very robust Med-Mal section, people like you and Lloyd Bell and Josh Koskoff and Adam Malone and great Med-Mal lawyers from around the country, not just teaching, not just lecturing or breaking down a trial and the things they learned, but also teaching the workshops, the small groups that you did. And so the experience that you have, because Lloyd Bell did one at Paris and he did one at Vegas last year, just like Rahul did, and you know, he really, really liked the experience, but that way you guys kind of collaborate. Okay, this is what we did. Because now we never asked, before this time, we never asked people to do the 2 Zoom meetups. Before it was just one, but 2, it's like the first one's how you doing, kind of getting to know each other, getting, you know, that comfort with the other is very important to us that we share on our case. And that comfort level is important. By the second one, it's like, okay, now we're going to get dialed in. This is what we're going to be doing. You know, it doesn't take a lot of time, but just that FaceTime, I think, is so important for the group when they actually get there and then people recognize each other. Oh, I saw you. You know, I saw me teach you in person. And it's like you see their faces light up because like, oh. And as we get older, the thing is it's so harder. It's so much more difficult and so much more rare to make a new friend. I mean, we get busy with our lives. We are the individual we are. And being, you know, when you're young, you're very malleable. You know what I mean? You're more tolerant of people. And as you get older, you're less tolerant. You have less time. So the fact that actually makes somebody... meet somebody that actually become friends with them is a unique experience, I think, as you get older and older. So that's what we're trying to create too, besides the learn.
Yeah, it's fun. And when you meet other trial lawyers from around the country, you realize that even though we're all in different places, we all experience a lot of the same things and we confront many of the same problems. There's a lot in that we share in common, and that definitely comes out in those group meetings.
They're the same challenges.
Yeah.
Like you have the challenge of having no voir dire in Maine.
We're working on
no,
that.
No, you're making progress, yeah, though. That's no, all it takes.
We'll bust down that door.
Take progress. How's your first TLU experience going overall for you, Ben?
I'm loving it. Yeah, I've met a lot of new people and had some good meals. Lost one ping pong match.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But somebody had to win, somebody had to lose.
It's been really fun. Yeah, it's really hard to argue with Marina Del Rey and the weather out here in California.
And the Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton's not too bad.
I was going to go to the Marriott, but then after you agreed to come, I said, I got to step up my game.
One of the things that's been interesting here is that we're sharing the Ritz-Carlton this week with the Juventus soccer team from Italy. And there's a combination of people walking around in the hallways. You've either got people in track suits that look like they're super fit and they're probably driving a Maserati. And then you've got the trial lawyers that fit a different description. It's not hard to tell the groups apart by sight, except for Rahul. He could be on in either group.
Either group. Absolutely true. You're right. Great point.
Hey, Dan, tell us about the upcoming TLU Vegas in October.
Oh, funny you should ask. Well, we have a big program planned. We have we did it last year. That was our first year. We had about 900 people there. I thought it was a great event. People really liked it, but I learned from it. Things I got to do differently. So this year, we're going to have 6 lecture tracks, you know, with each one kind of focusing on, like, David D. Robertus and Dustin Collier are doing an employment track. And so they're getting other great employment lawyers to not just lecture, but also do workshops, because I have 24 of these breakout workshop rooms. Like here, I have 4 breakout workshop rooms. There, I have 24 of them. And so, therefore, so many more people are going to be able to have the experience of teaching, but also learning in these small groups and in more specialized areas and have the interactiveness of it. And it's going to go for all 3 days, these workshops, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th of October. And so people that sign up, if they choose, they could just do workshops if they don't want to do lectures. And then we're going to record the lectures and give them access to them afterwards, so that way they won't feel like, because everybody's like, oh, I suffer from such FOMO. I want to do 2 things at once. I'm like, isn't it better to suffer from FOMO than suffer from, like, I'm not interested in anything that's going on here and it's boring? Because, like, some people complain about the options. I think it's great to give people options, because the reality, too, is it creates a little bit of competition. And the reality is, if somebody's in your group, you know they really want to be in your group. You know there was 23 other groups they could have been in, or 6 other lectures they could have listened to, but they picked you. As an instructor, as a person leading the group, when people give you that responsibility, that's responsibility. They've given you 3.5 hours of their life to hopefully give them something that's going to change their life. And I think the people deliver on that response, the trial lawyer, because, like, they know it. And so that's what I'm trying to create, too, is this mutual investment to each other to honestly help people get better, make the world a more just place, and a better trial learning experience and a better, you know, learning experience. Because every time I go to these conferences, I'm sure you do too, it's like, before I started writing my own, I was thinking, this is what I would do different. This is what I do different. I don't know why they do this. I mean, why don't they do this? And this friend of mine who just got here, Jacob Norman, I remember we were sitting on top of a mountain 8 years ago in Wyoming. I was complaining about the trial lawyers college and some of the stuff that they did, and, like, you know, the fact that somebody'd get up and eat up 3 hours. I'd be sitting there bored out of my mind. It was all psychodrama, endless psychodrama, and things I didn't like. And he's like, you know what? If you don't like it, you can sit here and complain and complain and complain and nothing changes. Or if you think you're so smart, maybe you should start your own conference. And then that way you could do it the way you want it. And if people show up, you're right. And if they don't, you're wrong. But at least you're not just a complainer. You're actually doing something about it. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And that was the beginning about 8 years ago of Trojan Horse Method. And that went pretty well for about 5 years. And the pandemic came around. And then it didn't go so well anymore because we couldn't do anything in person. And I got the chance to meet all these incredible lawyers. Like, Rahul and I knew each other in passing, but we didn't have much of a relationship. Brian Panish, one time he recognized me. I was like, wow, I must be coming along in this world. Of course, my name was on the back of my jacket, so it made it easier for him to recognize me. But you know what? I didn't like allow that to, like, diminish the moment that Brian Page was like, Ambrose. I was like, oh. So that's what we have in Vegas. We have some of the greatest trial lawyers in the country coming. You know, quite a few people from PSBR coming. And Joe Freed, he's going to do he's putting together a trucking track. You know, just folk, you know, getting his, who he thinks are the best trucking lawyers in the country together to both lecture and teach the workshops. And, you know, we're going to have, you know, just so many great trial lawyers. It's just Trish Kundig, who's here. She's going to come and teach the workshops on cross-examination that she was teaching here. You know, Nick Raleigh's going to come and, you know, have his trial by human tracks there. So people that like that methodology, you know, Rex Paris is going to come, you know, in the Paris trial, the Paris firm, and do a track and do the workshops, because, you know, there's so many great trial lawyers. There's just so many great trial lawyers coming from around the country to come and really teach and get together and learn and create community. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
So, Dan, tell our listeners, if they want to come to Vegas and sign up, how do they find you and how do they go about doing that?
TLULive.com. That'll take them directly to it. Or they can go to triallawyersuniversity.com, and that way they'll find it on that website. But there's also TLU On Demand that's on there. And either one will get them to it. The advantage of signing up, it's only 100 days away, less than 100 days away, but that way you're guaranteed to get a room in the room block Rahul, how much nicer would it have been to be staying at the Ritz instead of at the Marriott?
A lot nicer, Dan.
It would have been.
And thanks, since Rahul was sponsoring this event. And one of the keynote speakers, that he could actually get a hotel room, but apparently not.
I know.
You know, you can only send so many emails and send emails and say, hey, the room block's filling up. There's only 10 rooms left. If you want to stay at the Ritz, get a room. And then, but that's why
it keeps my step count up.
The Marriott is just as nice. You probably get points for
that. What is it, like a quarter mile away, half mile away?
Yeah, it's like a half mile away. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. It is what it is.
It's beautiful here. It's a nice walk.
It is beautiful here.
Yeah.
It is beautiful here.
And wait, you're doing something in Europe too, right? Is that coming together? Are you,
Yes, that's going to be super. I'm really stoked about that one, even though it's going to be like probably like a 20, 30 person conference, but we're going to do TLU Europe. Do 5 days in Madrid, 5 days in Barcelona with one day off in between. People can do one program or the other, but I know like Sean Claggett, John Campbell, Cal Paris, they've all committed to coming and teaching. And so I'm just going to see how...
Since John lives in Madrid, it won't be too hard for him.
That was a little bit of the, location change pick, but I've never been to Madrid. I've never been to Barcelona, but I heard they're amazing places. And, you know, I was just traveling in Europe recently with a group of friends and that work with me. And it's just, when you travel and you travel with friends and you have these unique experiences of different parts of the world, it's just so cool. And so this way I could do the things I love to do, like be around trial lawyers, learn to be a better trial lawyer, be around friends, make new friends, and see the world. That's a super competition. And it's all tax deductible.
It sounds like a bumper sticker somewhere.
I know. It's going to be great.
That's fantastic. It seems obvious and should be probably to everybody by now, but all the center of gravity of trial lawyer education and learning now is through your organization. It doesn't seem to be any real activity outside of this that's significant or, where there's real stuff going on. So if people are interested, this is where they need to be. I think that's why I'm here. And it became obvious that that's what you needed to do.
Well, the difference here than other places is that I run this, and I don't have a board of directors. I don't have 10 people I have to check with to see everything. I do everything. And I'm a trial lawyer, and I focus on what do the trial lawyers need? What do they need to have so they have a great conference, they have a great experience? But I also think, what do the speakers need? What do they want? You know, because I see so many speakers, they show up and they leave because they don't have any community there. That was like Panish in Florida. You know, he came to the Florida Justice thing. He flew in, he spoke for an hour, he flew out. Because if you don't have any friends, you don't know anybody, there's nobody you want to see, it's like, and there's nothing done before it, it's not fun. And so I don't want that for the speaker. That's not good. And the vendors, exhibitors, these conferences don't work without exhibitors. It just doesn't work. And I've been an exhibitor. And it's like, you know, what do you do as an exhibitor? What do you want to meet people? You want a chance to be one of the people, not be like this person that's forced to have here in order to survive, you know, but be part of it. And that's what we try to do too. So we're working on it, Ben, every day. We'll get your feedback at this conference so we know how we do better next
time.
Thanks.
I'm going to report back at the next episodes on my ping pong wins, because I do believe at 2 out of 3, I can unseat you.
You got a chance. And, you know, we got a new motto here at TLU, and it's called do harder, better. Have you ever heard that, Rahul?
No, I've never heard that
before.
Do
harder, better. So I want everybody to remember that. Because it never gets
Brian's
easier.
Been, repeating it.
It never gets easier.
It's true.
It's like, you know.
Did you watch that video of that basketball coach?
Of course.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was. And it's the truth. It doesn't get easier. We just got to do it better and learn. And it's what we do, right? All right. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
You know, even I had to invite myself. I'm like, it's all these podcasts. Nobody wants to talk to me.
You're the only one who's been on twice at this point. So that puts you in a whole other category.
Still to be determined. Just because we did a recording doesn't mean it's ever going to be published. So I respect that, too.
What? Yeah.
We got 29
like,
minutes.
True.
This is going to get spliced into about
six.
A 7-minute
clip. Okay, great. We cut through all the bullshit. Perfect. All right. Thanks, guys.
That was good.
For more information about today's guests and the topics discussed on the show, please visit our website at www.elevate.net. That's ELAWBATE.net, where you'll find guest profiles and show notes, and you can continue the conversation by joining our Facebook group. And if you enjoyed today's show, we hope that you'll subscribe and consider giving us a 5-star review. So for now, keep on working to elevate your trial law practice, and we'll see you back again soon.